Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another podcast episode. I am your host, Leanne, and this is my podcast, Holistic Healing and Happiness. This podcast is here for you to hopefully shine some light, inspire you, or just make you feel a bit happier as you go on your day. Today's episode is all about serenity. And serenity is an inside job. But there's a beautiful chapter in an amazing book, As a Man Thinketh, by James Allen. The chapter is Serenity, and it's the last chapter in the book. So I'd like to read you a bit of it. Again, connect into the vibrations of the words as you listen to it. Calmness of the mind is one of the most beautiful jewels of wisdom. It is the result of long and patient effort in self-control. Its presence is an indication of ripened experience and more than ordinary knowledge in the laws of operation of thought. A man becomes calm in a measure that he understands himself as a thought-involved being. For such knowledge necessity the understanding of others as a result of thought. And as he develops the right understanding and sees more and more clearly the eternal relation of things by the action of cause and effect, he ceases to fuse and fume and worry and grieve and remains poised, steadfast and serene. A calm man, having learned how to govern himself, knows how to adapt himself to others, and they in turn reverence his spiritual strength and feel that they can learn from him and rely upon him. The more tranquil a man becomes, the greater for his success, his influences and his power for good. Even the ordinary trader will find his business prosperity increase as he develops a greater self-control and equanimity. For people will always prefer to deal with a man whose demeanor is strongly equal. The strong man, a calm man, is always loved and revered. He is like a shape-giving tree in a thirsty land or a sheltering rock in a storm, who does not but love a tranquil heart, a sweet-tempered, balanced life. It does not matter whether it rains or shines or what changes come to those possessing these blessings, for they are always sweet, serene and calm. The exquisite poise of character, which we call serenity, is the last lesson of culture, the fortitude of the soul. It is precious as wisdom, more desired than gold, yea, than even fine gold. How insignificant mere money-seeking looks in comparison to a serene life, a life that dwells in the ocean of truth, beneath the waves, beyond the reach of temptuous, in the eternal calm. How many people we know who sour their lives, who ruin all that is sweet and beautiful by explosive tempers, who destroy their poise of character and make bad blood. It is a question whether the great majority of people do not ruin their lives and mar their happiness by lack of self-control. How few people we meet in life who are well-balanced, who have that exquisite poise which is characteristic of a finished character. Yes, humanity surges with uncontrolled passion, is tumultuous with ungoverned grief, and is blown about by anxiety and doubt. Only the wise man, only he whose thoughts are controlled and purified, makes the winds and the storms on the soul obey him. Temptuous tossed souls, wherever ye may be, under whatever conditions you may live, know that the ocean of life, the isle of the blessedness, are smiling, and the sunny shore of the ideal awaits your coming. Keep your hand firmly upon the helm of thought. In the bark of the soul reclaims the commanding master. He does not sleep, wake him. Self-control is strength. Right thought is mastery. Calmness is power. Say unto the heart, peace be still. Now, I know some of you right now will be like, is she reading something from the Bible? Because I know it's very dated how it's worded. But it is such a powerful lesson. I love when it says, self-control is strength. Right thought is mastery. Calmness is power. Say unto the heart, peace be still. This chapter, for 30 days in a row, I read every single morning as part of my morning ritual, because I thought the words in it were so powerful. Yes, obviously, when he says he, I refer to she, and, you know, we change it about. We go with the flow. We mix it. We don't get down a rabbit hole and go, this is for men and blah, blah, blah. No, this is for anyone. At the end of the day, if you're alive and listening to it, he, she, whoever you identify as, it is for you. But it is keeping your hand firmly upon the helm of thought, because your thoughts are a vibration. What are your thoughts saying about you? Are you letting your external world vibrate who you are on the inside? What are your thoughts, feelings, and emotions? Peace, be still. Imagine if we could all live in a peace and harmonious body. Imagine. And I love when it says here, the calm man having learned how to govern himself, because we all have to learn to, knows how to adapt himself to others, and they in turn reverence his spiritual strength and feel that they can learn of him and rely upon him. The more tranquil a man becomes, a woman, whoever, the greater his or her success, his or her influences, his or her power for good. Even the ordinary trader, again, as you can see, this is obviously really dated, this book. Even the ordinary trader will find his business prosperity increase as he develops greater self-control and equanimity. For people will always prefer to deal with a man whose demeanor is calm, is peaceful. No one will want to probably do business with someone that's erratic and all over the place and all of that. A strong person, man, woman, is always loved and revered. And I love when it says here, he or she, obviously I'm adding in the she now, is like a shape-giving tree in a thirsty land, or a sheltering rock in a storm. Who does not but love a tranquil heart, a sweet-tempered, balanced life? It does not matter whether it rains or shines, or what changes come to those possessing these blessings, for they are always sweet, serene, and calm. So what it is letting you know is that you can always have serenity in your life. But it's you that needs to choose how you feel, your thoughts, feelings, and emotions on a daily basis. That's why it indicates to you to keep your hand firmly upon the helm of thought. Don't let your thoughts run away with themselves on the negative vibrations or living in the past. Yes, sometimes we live in the future because we want to manifest things into our reality. But again, we have to become more present and live at ease in the present. Have the self-control, because the self-control is strength. Your thoughts are who you are and who you're portraying yourself out to the world. Calmness is a power. And that can be something that we can all struggle with from time to time, the self-control. Sometimes we feel, I need to stick up for myself, I need to say this, or I need to do this now. But do you? What is the end goal, and how is that going to make you really feel? Like anyone, I suppose, with addiction issues or anything like this, this self-control. And to be honest with you, we all have addiction issues because we're so not overpopulated. What's the word I'm looking for? There's just so much in the world right now where we're one click away from anything. We're one click away from buying another phone, another laptop, from doing our shopping, from getting the bar, from, you know, ordering alcohol, whatever. We're all addictive in some shape or form. But it's the self-control that you'll have over yourself that is strength. It is not a weakness. When you read and say that over and over again, self-control is strength. There's so much power in that. Right thought is mastery. You have to master your thoughts. Like I always say to people, when you do meditation is one of the hardest things you can do. Like, oh my God, I can remember going to a 6-week meditation course when my anxiety was really high, and I probably had 2 anxiety attacks in the meditation class. Meditation is very, very hard to do. But over time, when you constantly show up for yourself doing the meditation on a daily basis, it gets easier. And that's the same with your thoughts. Right thought is mastery. What am I putting into my brain? What am I reading? What am I listening to? What am I watching? Calmness is a power, because you're in control. You have the opportunity to live a serene life. Now again, I know the world is crazy. I know there's a lot going on in the world. I'm not saying by you listening to this episode of the podcast that you're going to be a Buddhist monk floating up on a hill somewhere. I get it. But I suppose if you're listening to this today and it sparks something in you to have more self-control, to maybe read a chapter of a book, to light a candle, to meditate more, to bring more serenity and peace and calm into your life, well, that's what it's there to remind you of. Because calmness of the mind is one of the most beautiful jewels of wisdom. It is a result of long and patient effort in self-control. And its presence is an indication of ripened experiences and more than ordinary knowledge in the laws of operation of thought. So again, you can only become calm by how you feel in yourself. There's no point in saying when you're in a heightened state that, oh, I'm sure I'm great, I'm calm, I'm peaceful. It's not going to happen. But over time, the more you train yourself to be that person, it will happen to you. And that means in the next situation that you're in, let's say with the partner or the kids or the, I don't know, people that are normally argumentative with you, you might hold back and you might go, I'm going to let them have their little rant. Because there's clearly something going on in them. And that's okay. I'll hold the space for them while they get it all off their chest. Because there's something obviously inside in them that is very hurt and very scared. But the more calm you become, the more loving you become, raises your vibration. And then can help ripple out onto the world to raise the vibration of the planet. I know that sounds woo-woo. I know that sounds very far-fetched. But remember, by you doing it, by me doing it, that's two people doing it, by the next person that listens to my podcast, by them doing it, imagine the frequency that we can emanate by more people doing it. We can't change the world. The only person that we can change is ourselves. So your thoughts, feelings and emotions carry a frequency. If you would like to have a more serene life, a more peaceful life, I'm not saying give up the kids, give up the wife, the husband and give up the job and go, you know, build a shack up in the mountains if you want to, by all means do. But internally, how do we want to vibrate? So to bring that into our day-to-day living, it's in our mind. Our mind plays such an immense, it's the only thing that plays into our lives and how our lives are going to be. So really, really connect in with now. How much peace and calm do you have in your life on a daily basis? And how can you step into having more on a daily basis? Because again, as I said, the more you raise your vibration, you're going to help to raise the vibration of the planet. So Serenity is the chapter I read for me. It's from As a Man Thinketh, James Allen, a beautiful, amazing book. Again, I'm just after turning the back of it there. It was wrote in 1903, so there you go, that's why it sounds like I was reading you something from the Bible. But again, such powerful wisdom, like words coming from, like, you know, over 120 years ago, to think that we still need to understand those words right now. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, I like to keep it short and sweet and nice. So if you enjoyed it, please like, share, comment, do anything that you can do. Again, I'm still trying to come to terms with what you can do in podcast land. But again, if it'll help someone else today, please feel free to share it. And again, from my heart to yours, thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you and have the most beautiful, blessed day ahead. Sending you love and light from my heart chakra to yours.